It was the fall of 1984. My parents had just returned home from the funeral of my dad's mother in Sri Lanka. I remained home with my maternal grandparents as I was well into my school year, and they were to be away for a few weeks. My dad reached into the suitcase to show me something special he had brought back. Slowly unwrapping many layers of newspaper revealed a tall brass oil lamp with a handle on top. It looked almost like a magic genie lamp, but not with one, but four arms for light. It was blackened from years of soot and tarnish. The lamp ran on coconut oil with wicks that ran into each of the four arms into a central well for the oil, coconut oil being the most readily available fuel for the tropical island nation of Sri Lanka. When he was growing up, this lamp provided the only light at night for the family, seven brothers, a sister, and my grandparents. It was the light he learned to read by. He told me how his mother especially cherished and cared for the lamp, and how she would tap the wicks quickly with her fingernail to pull them up to create a brighter light. It was the only thing he wanted from the home he grew up in. I remember watching him in his workshop as a four-year-old, soaking and scrubbing the years of grime from the lamp, and watching its rich, brassy patina come forward. He taught me how to weave wicks from the lengths of woolen string, and we soaked them in coconut oil, and then he let me fill the central oil reservoir. I only have a single fleeting moment of my paternal grandmother, and I feel so blessed to have it. It makes me smile every time that I think about it. I was 2 years old visiting her in Sri Lanka. The memory is just about 8 seconds long, but every moment is so vivid. I am in her arms, being carried along the back terrace of her home. I feel the hot sun on my face. It is a heat from the sun at noon. I could smell the flowers of her garden. She carries me up to a wooden chest and slowly pulls open a small wooden drawer on the top. She turns and looks over her shoulder, and then looks at me and smiles, almost giggles. She puts her finger to her lips in a shushing motion, like we're about to share a secret. She reaches into the drawer and pulls out a small piece of chocolate and hands it to me. And with that, the memory is over. I kept this memory to myself throughout my childhood. As a teenager, I asked my parents about it, and they said she was always sneaking sweets to me, and there was a chest at the back of the house where she kept them. My memory had been validated. The lamp now sits in a place of honor in my home, a precious gift from my father for my last birthday. And when I light it, I think of her sun-kissed smile as she held me in her arms.